Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look at your neighbor, help them out, and tell them, watch out. That's what take heed means. Watch out for what? He just got through saying about the word. And then he says, watch out. Watch out what? Lest at any time your hearts be what? Overcharged. Overcharged. Your heart. Well, that's where the seed's planted. That's the ground. Can the heart be overcharged? Listen to the Amplified. He said, take heed to yourselves and be on your guard, lest your hearts be overburdened and depressed, weighed down. With what? We'll go back to the King James, then we'll look at the Amplified. With what? This says surfeiting. Most folks don't even know what that might be. And drunkenness. And what else? That's what he mentioned specifically as a thorn. Cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unawares. Look at the Amplified now. Take heed to yourselves, be on your guard, lest your hearts be overburdened and depressed, weighed down with giddiness and headache and nausea of self-indulgence, drunkenness, and worldly worries and cares pertaining to the business of this life. What does that do to your heart? It overtaxes it. You can't worry about stuff all day and produce a harvest of the Word of God. The thorns of the worry and care are getting all the life out of your heart soil. Can you see that? This is a trick of the devil, isn't it? He wants to so tax the soil of your heart that you are just used up. He mentions two things here. Basically, we'd say partying or worrying. Just fleshing out. You know, eating too much and everything and smoking and snorting and drinking and everything you're big enough to do, that will put your heart in a state where it won't produce harvest of the Word of God. And most Christians know that, and they go, yeah, no, I don't do that. But the devil's got something else for them. Worry. He's even convinced multitudes of Christians that worry shows you care. So really, worry equals love. I worry because I love. I can't help but worry. And the reason I worry so much is because I love so much. Bunk. Lies. You're being played, my brother, my sister. It's not true. If you really cared about them, you'd want to do something that would help them. And you know worry never helped anybody. So you'd quit doing what you know can't help them, and you start doing something that you know can help them, which means you have to discipline yourself. And oh man, the care will come to you 1,000 times a day, and you'll have to grab it and say no, 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 no. And you'll have to cast it down, and you'll have to speak the Word of God. And when you do, you just watered that word. Come on, you just watered that word, and you grabbed that thorn and that weed by the neck and said, no, you don't. You got to come out of my garden. And you jerk it out, and you throw it aside, and you pour some more water on that word. Come on, can you see this? I'm not going to let worries and cares choke the word out of my life. You have to say, I can't be full of worry and fear and be full of faith in the word of God producing in my life. It's either or. The worries and the fears are going to suck the life out of your spirit and the nutrition and the water that should be nourishing the word. Can you see this, friends?
Amen.
So your heart, that's why so many folks are so weak. Your heart can get overcharged, overburdened. And the problem is, the individual themselves are responsible for it. They want to act like they're a victim of circumstance and life is just hard. But Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. He holds us responsible for what condition our heart gets in. Did he not tell us? Casting all. Cast is a strong word. It means throw it. Man, I know some gardeners. They get serious when they see weeds trying to snuff out. Is that right? They're prize petunias. Or tulips or roses. Man, they get serious. Man, they wade in there and dirt gets to flying. They grab this stuff by the root and they pull it out. They cast it out.
Amen.
We need to get serious about that in our mind and in our life. Get a hold of that fear. Get a hold of that worry. Get a hold of that anxiety and grab it and say, no, you don't. No, you don't. And rip it out. And casting all your care over on him. Back to Luke 8, please. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said out loud, I'm not wayside ground. I'm not stony ground.
I'm not stony ground.
I'm not thorny ground.
I'm not thorny
ground. By the grace of God, we're not. Amen. What did he say? Luke 8. They that fell among thorns are they which when they have heard, they go forth and are what? Choked. They're suffocated. Drowned. With cares, what's a care? It's a worry. We'd call it a worry. It's an anxious thought. Anxious thought. And friend, you have to stay on your guard night and day about this. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been walking with the Lord. And maybe this thing ain't that big of a deal to you, but this thing is. Maybe you don't worry about your grass or your bills, but if it's your kids, oh. If it's your grandkids, oh, if it's your body, if it's your marriage, it doesn't matter what it is, a care still has the same effect on you. It'll tax your heart, it'll overburden you and choke the word out of your life. Choked with cares. And with what else? Riches. Now this doesn't just have to do with having something. It's the love of it. And it's being preoccupied with it. If all you think about is money and making more money and stuff, then that's what's getting watered in your heart and life. See, we are producing a crop all the time, good or bad. We're producing a crop. Something is growing in us. Whatever we're meditating on, whatever we're hearing, looking, talking about, feeding on, watering, it's growing. Good seed produces a good harvest. Bad seed produces a bad harvest. And pleasures of this life. Now this wouldn't have to be necessarily a bad thing. But if all you think about is stuff in this life, if all you think about's swimming or golfing or boating or playing, and you got no time, got no time for church, got no time for the word, then you could hear a life-changing word and even believe it and try to get it in you. But if all you focus on is this other stuff, that's what's getting the water. That's what's getting the nutrition. It'll choke out the good word. You remember, I believe it's in Luke 14, where Jesus told another parable about how that the one invited people to the wedding. And one by one, they began to make excuse. You remember that? And one of them said, I can't come because I just got married, you know. And of course, I can't come. Another said, I can't come because I just got some oxen and I got to prove them, you know. Can you see preoccupation with home life? So you got parents that think they're the best parents in the world because they go to every soccer game, every recital, every practice, but they got no time for church, no time for the Word. That means the miracle working power of God's Word is choked out of them and their children's life, and they're training their children to put themselves first and not God. It's good to be at some stuff. It's good to support your children, but you need to lead by example. And there need to be times when you demonstrate, no, we don't have time for that this time because we got to put the Word first place. We got to put God first place. We got to put church first place. The other guy said, you know, I just got some new oxen. I got some new equipment. I got my business. I got to get them ready, you know, so that they're ready for Monday morning because we got things to do. How many know if your family's first, God is not first? If your business is first, God is not first. And putting these things first will be thorns in your life and briars and brambles that will grow up until it chokes out the sun, it chokes out the water, it chokes out the nutrients that should be feeding the Word. Amen. You have to make choices in life, don't you?
Yes.
And there are times when you have to say, no, I can't do that because I'm doing this.
Right.
No, we got a meeting this week.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll deal with that later if I need to. I've found oftentimes when I put God first, the thing I thought I need to deal with after I put God first, didn't even need to deal with it anymore. He took care of it. I've seen this happen many times. Watering the Word. Letting the Word grow until it produces 30, 60, 100-fold. Gets so strong in your life. The Word of healing gets so strong in your life, it pushes out weakness and disease and disability. The Word of prosperity gets so strong in your life, it pushes out debt and lack. The Word of peace and joy gets so strong in your life, it pushes out fear. It pushes out distraction and depression. How many believe the Word of God can overcome anything? If. We'll give it place and let it dominate our life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.